Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's gonna be alright.
That's what it's about, brothers. It's about believing in him. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm excited, man, about this word. I'm excited what God doing in earth today. Hallelujah. But we are going to ask Pastor Bell if she'll give us a word of prayer. We need to jump right into this lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that selection. It's going to be all right. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today and we're giving you thanks today, Father God. We're thanking you for your word and we're thanking you, Father God, for another thankful Thursday, Father God. We know it's a lot going on, Father God, but you are in control, Father God. Your word tells us you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in heaven. And Father God, we're just going to stand on your promises, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against us, that may try to hinder us, that try to make us doubt your word, Father God. But we know, Father God, you are faithful and you are true. And you're looking for true worshipers, Father God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father God, we just want to continue to stand on the word of God. We want to have our hearts open to your word, Father God. We ask that you will bless each and every one on this broadcast. Bless our pastor. Bless the listeners, those that participate, Father God. And we're just thanking you for your mighty, mighty word, Father God. And Lord, we're praying for those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. You know what they're going through. You're a way maker out of no way. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We're praying for those, Father God, that are sick and shut in. Your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we're praying for the bereaved families. We ask that you will comfort their hearts, Father God, and give them a peace of mind. Now, Lord, have your way. Open up our hearts to receive the word today. Continue to bless our pastor. Use him mightily according to your word, Father God. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor, we've been talking about this week, God's will is to be led by the Spirit. Wow, how real is that? How surreal is that? If you guys watch what happened on yesterday and then the message we had, I mean, it's like, for real, the Lord will teach us about how. And that's all making sense. You see, where there is no law, there's no transgression. But when you got law, that's what caused those people to transgress yesterday, because you have a law that says that's the people property. You can't destroy it because you feel like it. There's laws here, sisters.
Amen.
Even though they are for the lawless, the lawless. That's who they're for. For sinners. Christians don't need somebody in their right mind. You ain't got to tell them, I don't have to go and bust your window pane. I know better. My spirit says not to do that.
Amen.
Even the natural laws.
Because
see, a lot of things, because people, they ignore, and I know it's Thankful Thursday, and so I'm starting off just thanking God for that word we've gotten this week, because there's all kind of laws, you know. Not only is it the law of Moses, but you got the law of nature, according to Romans 2:14-15. Look at here. There's something nature teach you not to do. I'm going to cover with that one. But there's the law of faith. There's a lot of laws. And what the law does, it governs you to what you do and what you can't do. So we're living by the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. That's what we're living by. Those are the laws that we're living by. The law of the Spirit. Now, what that does It takes care of all the other laws.
Mm-hmm.
It supersedes these other laws. Because we live by the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. That's what we're here by. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
And I want to read this one scripture, because you all know we're led by the spirit. And one of the things that God has blessed me with is to be able to discern what's good and what's not good. And so after we do Thankful Thursday, if we have time, I want to show you the contrast between living in the flesh and living in the spirit, being led of the flesh and being led of the spirit. I want to show you the contrast between that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we witnessed that yesterday. There are people who, well, I'm just going to say they wanted to demonstrate peacefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The natural man said, but we that are spiritual, we even supersede that. Not only will we do it peacefully, but we'll do it with Christ in mind. We'll do it with the right spirit. But anyway, we're going to start on, well, you know what, let's go on Thankful Thursday, and then we'll just get into, we'll get into the lesson once this is over. So anyone like to do Thankful Thursday, we'll start with Evangelist Sharon.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. I want to thank God for another Thursday, another broadcast, another day to be grateful and thankful for all the gifts that God has given us living in Christ. I'm thankful for my heart and my mind, for receiving the word.
Amen.
Yes. And I'm also thankful for this broadcast and for our pastors who are obedient to the word and spread the word, who have me intrigued by the word. I'm thankful for all the listeners. And I'm thankful for, most of all, for my spiritual awareness and consciousness. And I'm thankful that I'm spiritual and I don't have to live under the law. I'm thankful that I'm living in grace. I'm thankful that I'm living in grace and I'm not shackled. I'm no longer imprisoned in my mind, in my heart, in my behavior, in my attitude, and in my walk. I'm truly thankful for my spirituality. And I'm praying for growth in every way. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God. That's just beautiful. I want to give thanks on this Thankful Thursday. Thanking God. I'm going to piggyback on Evangelist Sharon for what he's doing in our life right now. Thanking God for the growth. Thanking God for seeing the growth and hearing the growth in others as well. Praise God. And I'm just so thankful that we're taught to be spiritual, because, you know, growing up and being in the churches, we never, and I can say it because I've been in church a long time, no one ever taught us how to be spiritual. Amen. So I'm just so thankful for this broadcast that we are learning to be spiritual minded. And being spiritual minded, you're going to be led by the Spirit. And as Pastor was sharing earlier about the laws, because we're being led by the Spirit, you know right from wrong. You're not going to go out there and do wrong. The Holy Spirit is not going to let you. And so I just thank God for the new growth, the new life. I just praise him for that. And I just want to read Galatians 3, verses 15 through 18 from the Message Bible, why the law was so is so important, and you got to be one or the other. You can't serve two masters. So praise God for the Spirit of God. So from the Message Bible, Galatians 3:15 through 18, friends, let me give you an example from everyday affairs of the free life I am talking about. Once a person's will has been ratified, no one else can annul it or add to it. Now, the promises were made to Abraham, to his descendants. You will observe that scripture. In the careful language of a legal document, does not say to descendants, referring to everybody in general, but to your descendant. And it has in parentheses, now note the singular, referring to Christ. This is the way I interpret this. A will earlier ratified by God is not annulled by the addendum attached 430 years later, thereby negotiating the promise of the will. No, this addendum, with its instructions and regulations, has nothing to do with the promised inheritance in the will. What is the point then? The law, the attached addendum, it was a thoughtful addition to the original covenant promises made to Abraham. The purpose of the law was to keep a sinful people in the way of salvation until Christ, the descendant, came, inheriting the promises and distributing them to us. Obviously, this law was not a first-hand encounter with God. It was arranged by angelic messengers through a middleman, Moses. But if there is a middleman, as there was in Sinai, then the people are not dealing directly with God, are they? But the original promise is the direct blessing of God received by faith. Amen. I'm sorry, I read through the 20th verse, 15 through the 20th verse. So I thank God to know that, yes, the laws had to be in place for the disobedient people. I think I shared in the in God's Word how that was for the people who were rebels, people who didn't believe, people who weren't trying to believe. They weren't trying to follow the law of the Lord. And so, yes, it had to be put in place. And that was from Timothy that I shared, 1 Timothy 1:5-9. It says the laws were intended for the lawbreakers and rebels, ungodly people and sinners, for those who think nothing is sacred. And that was from God's Word. So I'm just thankful for His Word, and thank you, Pastor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I thank God for His Word. That's what I was saying. I totally agree, Pastor. Brother and sister, let me tell you, be thankful for what you get from this broadcast, because it will take you down, it will take you somewhere, and it will help you down the road. I just look at how surreal this word is. On yesterday, we were talking about the law, and we talked about what the law is for. The law is for sinners. See, if you're not planning on doing anything wrong, like yesterday, low-life people, people who got a hidden agenda, that's what the law for. I was going to just share all these things. And I know the other day I said emphatically that the law is for sinners. The law is for lawbreakers. So if you're not a lawbreaker, you don't need no law. Not
that's
if you're a Christian. I just want to be clear on that. If you're not a Christian, you need something to govern you, period. But if you're a We don't worry about breaking God's laws or man's laws.
Now,
if you're not a Christian, you still need something to guide and direct you, so you need the law. So that's what happened yesterday. Those people needed something to guide and direct them other than the voice, that of Trump. They needed something else.
Yes.
See, I want to share this with you, brother and sister, that when you're a Christian, you're being governed and controlled by love.
Amen.
I just ought to throw that out. About love.
Yeah.
Love is God. God is love. So that's right off. Then that's what you're being controlled by. You're being controlled by joy. You're being controlled by peace. You're being controlled by patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness.
Say it now.
These are the things that you're being controlled. And you don't need no law for that. As a Christian, we don't need that. Not if you belong to Christ. That's if you belong to Christ Jesus. Now, if you don't, you got some problems. You're going to have to try to work it out in the flesh. Now, let me make my point. Man, my point is this. This is... the Bible teaches us that we need the Spirit of God or the grace of God. And I wanted to show the contrast which the Bible gives the law and grace because it is to stay in our heart. That's so important. It's to stay in our heart. Now, see, the law prohibits, but grace invites and gives. The law condemns the sinner, but grace redeems the sinner. You got to see the difference. The law says do. Grace says it's done.
Hallelujah.
See, the law is a curse, but grace is blessing. And blessings on blessings.
Hallelujah.
See, the law condemns. I mean, the best man, the best woman, the best of the best, condemn them. But grace saves the worst of worst.
How
I know? Because he saved me.
Amen.
So I know he saved the worst of worst. Paul reveals sin, and grace. It atones for sin. So grace take care of the sin issue. See, if you ever look at grace as being Christ, you'll see what I'm talking about. Because even though the law was by Moses, grace came through Jesus Christ. The Bible says. Grace and truth, like it is.
Yeah.
Grace and came by way of Jesus Christ. Because the law demands obedience, which we couldn't do. The law demands obedience. But grace gives power to obey. That's the difference. So when you're being led by the Spirit of God, the grace of God is on your life. And God write it in our heart. They write the law on paper. They write the law on stones. But God writes it in our hearts.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Lord.
As far as we're concerned, the law was done away with in Christ. And grace began to abide forever. Let me tell you, the grace of God, it supersedes the law.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah.
See, the law says that no sinner and he shall die. But grace says, believe and live. And that's what I suggested, believe and live. I really want to do a contrast between the blessings. Well, I could do it between the blessings and the curse, but I wanted to do it between the flesh and the spirit, and hopefully we'll get into that. Because, see, you have laws, you have things that govern you, but there were some things that the law couldn't do for us, so we didn't need no law.
All right, now.
See, there were just some things. That's what Romans 8 and 3 says. Says there were some things that the law just couldn't do. I read that.
Amen.
Read that, man.
Amen.
It says what the law could not do. See, there's some things the law couldn't do.
That's right. That's right.
The law couldn't stop them guys that was on the, now they already know the law said no trespassing. They knew that. But there were some things the law couldn't do. So the police had to come in and be involved because there were some things that the law just couldn't do.
That's right. Say that. Say that. Amen. Amen.
There were some things that the law could not do. And in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his only son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Why?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? I'm glad you asked. So that the righteousness that's in that law may be fulfilled in us. Who walk not after the flesh, but we walk after the spirit.
Hallelujah.
We don't walk after laws, rules, and regulations. We walk after the spirit. Hello, preacher.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The law can't make us do anything because we're being led by the spirit. The spirit will cause us to do the right thing, cause us to live right, cause us to do the right thing. It's the spirit of life. And where is that? It's in Jesus. So when you're in Christ, that's what you're living by. See, the law couldn't justify nobody. According, the word justify means make right. We're going to be over a little bit, sir, because there's a few things I want to point out, especially what the law couldn't do.
Yeah, yeah.
Galatians 16. I'm sorry, I apologize. If anybody else want to do Thankful Thursday, please press 1. I'm sorry, I got caught up. I'm sorry. If not, Evangelist Sharon, could you find me? Just as I get on the roll, man, I was talking about what the law can do. Galatians 2 and 16.
In Galatians 2 and 16 in King James, it reads as follows. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Amen.
Ooh, praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible, we know very well that we are not set right with God by rule keeping, but only through personal faith in Jesus Christ. How do we know? We tried it. And we had the best system of rules the world has ever seen, convinced that no human being can please God by self-improvement. We believe in Jesus as the Messiah so that we might be set right before God by trusting in the Messiah, not by trusting to be good. Trying to be good. Amen.
Yeah. So the word justify means right. You can do all you want to do, day in and day out. The law will not make you right. You can't make yourself right.
Amen.
There's a preacher I know. He listened to the broadcast a couple of times. But somewhere in his mind, he thinks he can be right. Brothers and sisters, before God, there's no sin justified. Law can't make you right.
Mm-hmm.
Sin will not. The only way you're going to be free, according to the scripture, when I read Romans 8 and 2, it says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. See, that spirit in Christ Jesus make me free from the law of sin and death. You got to get free from them laws of sin and death. You got to get free. And the only thing can do that, according to the scripture, is called the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ. That's the only thing going to free you.
Amen.
But let me say that, Evangelist, if you don't mind, the only way you can get the shackles off is get in Christ. Only thing will free.
Hallelujah.
Going to the church, you ain't going to be free. You can go to all the seminars, you can learn all, you will not be free.
Mm-hmm. Say that, Pastor. Say it.
I know some people right now, unless you go to their minister's class, you can't minister in their building. That's what they're trying to tell you. But then they say, oh, you can't preach the gospel. You don't need them to tell you to preach the gospel.
All right, now.
You just need to obey the word of God. That's what you need.
Hallelujah.
And see, that's man's law. So you living by the law. You just have entangled yourself. The Bible said when you have entangled yourself, free yourself. Free yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs.
Yeah.
Free yourself. See, you've been entangled with the yoke of bondage. He said, free yourself. Well, how you do that? By getting in the word.
Amen.
See, a lot of people, there's a lot of spirits out here. That's why he said in 1 John 4:4, you try the spirit by the spirit, see if it be of God. Because there's a lot of spirits out here. There's a lot of spirits out here. So things that look like spirit ain't the spirit.
Amen.
That's why it's going to be so important that you get the basics of what the spirit is and how you're being led, so you'll know if you're being led by the spirit or not. And not after the flesh. Because there's a lot of spirits that went out into the land. It's not of God. And they're spirits.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
So you got to have something to distinguish what you're being led by. Because there's some things law could not do.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
See, the law could not give you the inheritance of righteousness. The law could not impart the Holy Spirit to you or in you or with you. See, the law can't do those things.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to even talk about what the law couldn't do as far as miracle is concerned. You can do all you want to do. You go to church, you can do this, but that don't mean you're going to perform miracles because the law can't do that.
Amen.
Matter of fact, the law can't even give you faith. People tell you, go to church so you can build up your faith. That's a lie. The law can't do that. See, I see things like going to church, doing this, miss two goody two shoes. All that stuff is of the flesh. So people tell you, come on back to church and you're going to be all right. You won't be all right. No, you won't.
Mm.
You finna really get it now. You can really get a big one now.
Yeah,
if somebody lied to you and told you that you could do it, won't you can't, brothers and sisters. I'm not gonna lie to you. You can't. The law won't be perfect according to Hebrews 7:19. The only thing gonna make you perfect is being in Christ.
All right. Amen. Amen.
There's some things in all of us that needs to be controlled, and the only thing can do that is the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
My flesh will flare up too. Yeah, I get a little angry. I get a little upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it takes
yeah.
God's spirit to control me. Calm me down, yeah. Lord, because I'm going to put somebody in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And old Lord yeah. wants to come up so bad, want to come out so bad. Y'all just
mm-hmm.
have no idea.
That's
but
right.
It's the spirit of Christ that keeps us grounded.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the spirit mm-hmm. of Christ that keeps you going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's enough flesh stuff out here want to draw you.
That's right.
There's a corrupt nature, the Bible says. I'm going to tell you. There's a corrupt nature, which
that's
is an
right.
attitude, which is
mm-hmm.
going to lead to death. But there's a spiritual
yeah.
nature. And
yeah.
that spiritual nature needs to get in your nature and change
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Amen.
Of the spirit you have not. Now, I'm not saying it's not of Christ, but if you're being governed and controlled by the word of God,
mm-hmm.
then you're being led by the spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
Thank
I shouldn't have told y'all that. Yeah. Well, that's
thank
true,
you,
man.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't have to be fooled any longer. You don't have to be fooled anymore. They don't
mm-hmm.
tell you what you should do. They don't tell you how to do it. Well, I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You want to know if a thing is okay? Ask the Spirit. The Spirit is going to say, okay, go to the Word of God and study.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll find if it's okay or not. See, you don't have to.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know. Yeah. I need to speak this to somebody. I'm going to speak something in your spirit right now. You don't have to answer
uh-huh.
everybody.
All
you
right.
do not have to answer everybody right then, right now, and bless. You don't have to do that. Who told you you have to answer them? Say, time out.
Mm.
I need to go and check scripture. See,
that's
you're,
right.
you're not being, you're being smart. I got to check
hallelujah.
The record. I got to check
amen.
My, but I'm being led. I'm being led by the word of God. I need to check this. This is okay to
mm.
do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm mature enough yet to know if I'm doing it right. But once I'm in the Word of God, the more I do this, the more I realize, hey, because your natural person going to tell you there's certain things you don't like to do. But when you get into the spiritual realm, where you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but you're wrestling against principalities, spiritual wickedness, see, then you need the Spirit for real. And the only way you can get that is to get in the Word of God, man, so God will tell you if it's okay.
Yeah.
Because God,
amen.
Yesterday, somebody's asking, well, do you think this shit went down? I said, man, don't ask me nothing. I had a lot of answers, but the answers I had was the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit
yeah,
showed me this
yeah.
morning why I just couldn't answer anything. Because you don't know what God part in this thing. Hello? God
amen.
Got a part in it.
Yes,
you're going to cover up God by trying to make your, because you're intelligent, you're a man of the of God. You know scripture.
Mm.
You've given advice before. And somebody want to know. And you got answers. Shut up, will you? I'm asking God. Lord, what's going
yeah.
on? God
yes,
said, well,
Lord,
you know
yeah.
what? There's some other people I got to touch and got to reach, and I'm going to save somebody
yeah.
out of all of this. There's some, and then I got to turn around some things. And the only way I had to turn around, I had to do it this way. Congress wouldn't listen,
yeah.
so I had to allow this to happen so Congress
all
could
right.
listen so I can bless the other part of the flock down the road. So when I get ready to propose something for America, America going to obey now because she know she going to have to start listening to me again. See, so you got to
yeah.
take yourself out of the equation all the time. Don't act like you have to know the answer. You don't have to know all the answers.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes it's okay to shut up. You don't have to answer
mm-hmm.
every question. You don't have
that's
to
right.
give your opinion. You don't have to be opinionated
right.
on everything. That ain't your job. Who
amen.
Told you that?
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to preach the gospel. Hey,
yeah.
let me tell you what you can do. You can get in Christ And we're praying Christ to give us an answer. Let's do that. Let's get in the Word of God, because I want to be led by the Word of God. And then I saw the scriptures in there, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. And because I love the Lord, the Lord said, song right here is going to be all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. God said, don't worry. What are you worried about? What is your concern about? I got this.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Really? Thank you, Lord.
Sing in on praising God, laughing at this stuff. Well, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hey, look at me like, for real? What's wrong with you, man?
Being led by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
See, where everybody else has all been out of shape, people don't worry.
That's right.
Storm is. Now, don't worry about the storm. Let us wake Jesus up. Jesus wasn't worried about no storm. He went to sleep.
That's right. So did.
And he went down there and woke the man up. Let the man sleep. The storm gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Everybody worry about all this other stuff. See what Jesus got to say.
Hallelujah.
Jesus gonna tell you real quick, your little faith. And some of y'all have no faith. Trust me. I took care of that before I went to sleep. See, some things you gotta take care of for you. That's what I was trying to tell you yesterday. God said, in 2021. You're going to have to face some dark cloud, but once you go to the dark part, the next thing is the light. Don't you know you go through the dark, you get to the light?
Praise God.
Yeah, you got to go through it so you can see the light. You can't see the light until you go through the dark part.
Amen.
See, if you don't ever go through nothing dark, you won't see nothing light.
Amen.
And there's a saying that it lighted at the end of the tunnel. And people, I'm going to tell you, it's true in the Word of God. That's like that. If you just trust God.
Trust Him.
Trust the process. It's okay.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I apologize if anybody wanted to do Thankful Thursday. I know I got caught up there, but I apologize. And then, too, if you
that's all right.
If you want, you got time, you can go ahead on now. And if not, well, praise God.
Praise Him, praise Him. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Before we dismiss, anybody have anything they want to share?
Thankful for the Word. Thankful.
Just know, brother and sister, if those people had had the Spirit of God in them yesterday, they wouldn't have broke no laws. Well, I relate that to the Christian faith and church people. See, church stuff like that, but real Christians, you don't need a bunch of laws. Because Christ is going to have you do the right thing. But I thank you guys so much, and
thank
to see you all for the Word at noon.